Here's a word for today
from Vision 180 magazine.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. An increasing number of scientists around the world believe the biblical account of creation. They point us back to the truth of these words. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The question, evolution or creation, becomes clearer when you rephrase it as accident or design. Self-declared atheist, Sir Fred Hoyle, Professor of Astronomy at Cambridge University, said, "The chance that higher life forms might have emerged in this way through evolution is comparable to the chance that a tornado sweeping through a junkyard might assemble a Boeing 747 from the materials therein." He continued, "The likelihood of the formation of life from inanimate matter is one to a number with 40,000 noughts after it. It is big enough to bury Darwin and the whole theory of evolution. There was no primeval soup, neither on this planet nor on any other. And if the beginnings of life were not random, they must therefore have been the product of purposeful intelligence." Even evolutionist Stephen Hawking, one of the most respected scientists since Einstein, acknowledged, "The universe and the laws of physics seem to have been specifically designed for us. If any one of about 40 physical qualities had more than slightly different values, life as we know it could not exist. Either atoms would not be stable, or they wouldn't combine into molecules, or the stars wouldn't form into the heavier elements, or the universe would collapse before life could develop." As a Bible believer, never apologize or compromise when it comes to the truth that says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.